colonized planet, the verge of extinction, watching us vanish, the whole human race, and we're under one banner, all one machine, sporting cog on the standard, just landed, reads on the scanner, hands on my lancer, and I'm gonna want answers, briefed and equipped, now I'm sprung from the slammer.
Right, sorry to be late and all, we survived a horrific condor crash.
About goddamn time. Look, I know your past. That you've all suffered and struggled, but you've still got that fight in you. That's why you're here. Best of the best.
Whatever the mission, sir, we're in.
What?
It's a high-risk mission. But if we get this right, we can wipe out those bastards, save the entire goddamn planet.
Get behind me!
I'll handle this!
See you on the other side.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Gears of War podcast. I'm Killer Mike. That's Popsicle Runner.
Yep.
Today, we're going to be talking about Hive Busters, the new campaign.
Yes. This makes me excited. This makes me excited, like, the same level, almost the exact same level as in Gears 3 when Rom Shadow, like, DLC got announced. You know, more content. We get to expand on characters that somehow we barely knew nothing about, and now we get like a full story on them, you know?
For sure. And right off the bat, Max middle fingers when he's falling out of the fucking plane beats Aaron Griffin's middle finger when he's like, yo, Marcus or Phoenix, and then he flips him off. You know, Gears of War 3.
Right.
And it's like a solid, like, 5 seconds of a middle finger.
Like, as long as he possibly can, right?
I think Max middle fingers as he's falling out of the airplane might be a little better.
Right? Who kicks him out? Does Keegan kick him out?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
And fucking double middle fingers.
Right?
That's what I think of you, Keegan.
Yeah. It's looking awesome. It's looking actually, like, really awesome. Because here's the thing, like, these characters were thrust upon us without us even knowing anything about them. Like, all we had was, like, maybe, like, a 3-sentence paragraph of who they were, and then, like, any, like, audio cues they had during the Hive Buster modes we played, just to get any of the other information about them that we had. I know there was a comic that had come out also for the Hive Busters. But it's not the same. Like, we get a full campaign to learn about these three people, who I think they're pretty universally liked, even off the get-go, right?
I thought the Hive Busters, or even that Hive Buster part of Gears 5, was the best thing they added. So I was really excited to learn who these characters are, or, you know, or who they're going to be. So I'm super excited for this campaign.
I'm pretty sure, like, straight from the bat, too, you're like, yo, I think they're going to, like, I bet they come out with, like, a DLC. I swear to God, from, like, day one, you were talking, like, already predicting, like, they were going to do a Rom Shadow type deal for the Hive Busters.
Well, it only made sense to me because they just drop us into this game mode with these three random characters that we have no clue who they are.
It's, yeah.
Like, they got something planned.
Yeah, especially because, like, they never once showed up. They didn't either. They didn't show up in the campaign, did they? Like, not once, right?
No, I can't. I don't recall.
I do want to say this, though. I love the fact that we get to see Hoffman again. other than was this, like, real sad. Like, he just looked depressed, like, in the intro. You know what I mean?
Right.
I also think that the fact they put Hoffman in a wheelchair was solely because they knew Hoffman could take the swarm by himself. So they had to cripple him just to keep him out of the fight.
So you know how I'm a big fan of the pregnant Jin skin. I want that skin. Now I'm advocating for the wheelchair Hoffman skin.
Oh my God.
They better add that.
When he ducks in the cover, he just falls out of the chair to go into cover.
Right? I'd assume he just flop out of the chair, then put the chair up as cover.
Oh my God, right? He could use it? Right? Yeah. I mean, I get he's an older guy. It does suck that he's in a wheelchair, but I like that we get to, I like that he's basically in charge of fucking Scorpio. Like the three of these guys, right? You know it? Yeah.
He's the new Professor X. He's wheelchair. But instead of, I don't know where I'm going with that.
Can you imagine though? Like Professor X, like, God damn it, Cyclops, you fuck shit up again.
Right?
I told you to let Wolverine lead the mission. Fucking or some Scott. Shit like that. That's right. He probably would call, he wouldn't call him Cyclops. He'd call him Scott, right? But it looks like it's going to be much like the actual hives are for the modes we've been playing, a pretty high like intensity wise. Like it's nonstop action. You know, you got to move around a time limit. You got the fucking Venom chasing you down the whole time. It looks like this one act campaign is going to be the same. It looks like it's pretty much gonna be nonstop action from what we can tell from the trailer, right?
I don't want to be like that guy, but this like side campaign already looks better than the actual Gears 5 story mode campaign.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm glad you said it and not me. Like, oh man, it does. It looks like super intense, and it's sad because it is just gonna be like a how do they do it? It's acts, right? Four parts, one act kind of thing. So it is going to be the same. Probably like 3 to 4 hours of gameplay, depending on how fast you burn through it. I'm already guessing achievements for three different playthroughs as one of each of Scorpio. Matt, Keegan, and Lonnie, I bet.
And then obviously for each of the difficulties, you'll probably get an achievement.
Yeah.
So there's some playability. Replayability.
Definitely. That comes out on the 15th, which is on a... Let's see here. It does. You, me, and John should make plans, because John's off on Tuesday. He's off on the 15th to go through that Tuesday night.
I agree. And I think for our viewers, we should probably do a stream of that.
Oh, definitely. We should do a stream. And then we can have it go under... all of our audio for that as well. That's a great idea. And now, you know what? We could actually even, I mean, if it's only going to take 3 to 4 hours, we could actually probably record anything for an episode afterwards as well.
Absolutely. Or like just record the entire time and then you can break it down into Ooh. How many different episodes you need.
Oh, totally. That's not a bad idea.
And I think Typhus will have a lot of fun. And I noticed they added Sam. So I got to inform Typhus. Along with my character, they've added his character.
So there definitely will be a operation. Is it Operation 5? Is that what we're on, though? Operation 4? Operation 5. Anyways, the one with Izzy. Operation 5. Yeah, like we'll have one of that coming out soon. There is, I'm going through, I'm looking through now, watching the trailer one more time. The, I don't, Mike opened up with it. Is it a giant chicken?
Right? I just pictured Family Guy when that giant chicken came out of the, it was like, shit, where's Peter? They gotta have a Peter Griffin skin. I mean, they have fucking Kofi Kingston.
Who's that?
Exactly. I wish that's the proper response to that. They have I don't even know. Kingston in Gears of War. Who's that?
What is that? I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. What a wasted character.
I feel like you're messing with me.
No, seriously.
Oh my gosh.
Kofi Kingston is from WWE.
Oh, is that one of those wrestlers they added?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, if anyone's wondering, yes, we are going to have an episode on that. See, I don't even know their names.
Absolutely.
Holy crap. But that thing is like a giant chicken. And here's the thing. If you've been playing Gears since the beginning, you know there's always been like these side off, just like inside jokes with chickens anyways. Or like, not even jokes, but like there was that one level in Gears 3 where if you like kicked 20 chickens and then did something else, like a giant chicken head would appear over like the Dizzy's distillery sign or something like that, right? Something like that. I can't remember how that worked out. I only did it once. Yeah, but like, and like the cluck shot, obviously, right?
The cluck shot. Well, yeah, that's
right.
So they got a history with giant birds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they really do. So like,
I'm deeming this thing the Chick Zerker.
The Chick Zerker. I mean, so like there's always been a thing with chickens in Gears of War. So they clearly, I mean, that's, you think it's like the final boss to their campaign?
It's got to be. It's a giant chicken.
Yeah, it has to be, right? It makes sense. It's like the final to all their chicken nonsense. All the cluckery.
You should have seen when we first got the cluck shot, all the clucking fucking puns we were making.
Right? Cluck this, cluck that. Anyways, there isn't a whole lot more from the trailer. I know people have kind of been expecting it, and they teased it a couple months ago that it was happening, but now we get an actual gameplay trailer for it, and it looks amazing. Like, I can't wait. I mean, my final thoughts, basically, is I can't wait to see these three characters actually developed within their own campaign. And if it's going to be as good as I think it will be, I would love just like a whole, you know, they did Judgment for Baird. Like, Gears of Judgment was basically Baird's side story. I know a lot of people hate it for what it was, but they could do with these guys their own whole campaign too, like on the side, you know, they can have their own Gears game even. Like, we don't have to stay focused on Marcus and stuff the whole time. It's okay to start branching off, I think.
Right.
You know?
My favorite part about the trailer is just how my suspicions of Mac were just confirmed. I always, like, from his voice lines, I'm like, that guy's a huge asshole.
Right? Like, and like, even out of the helicopter, it's not just middle fingers. He even throws the fingers up at the end of the trailer when he's getting eaten by the fucking
snatchers.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Like he's got double middle fingers up for them as well. Yeah. Dibs on Mac though. First playthrough. Can I call that?
I think I play Lonnie anyway, and Typhus plays Keegan. So.
Yeah, so like we're just gonna naturally fall into that anyways, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would assume so.
That's what we before there was all the extra characters. That's who we were playing anyways the whole time.
Well, actually, I started off as Keegan when we first started playing. Like,
you did?
Day one.
You?
Yeah, I was right. Keegan, and then me and Typhus switched.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else to add other than that. We'll have a full episode out after we play it in a few days. But I think it's actually going to be pretty good. I really do. I like that it's coming. I was worried we weren't going to get a lot of extra stuff. I mean, like, I know they're doing a lot of different skins and things.
I'm honestly happy with all the characters that they've added. They couldn't add any more characters that, you know, like, there's nobody else I want. Like, I'm really stoked. They could stop fucking adding wrestlers. That would be great.
Yeah, that episode is coming, by the way.
Halo makes more fucking sense. At least you guys are in the same fucking company.
You know, even I wasn't 100% on board with the Terminators, but like I would play a third person like cover based Terminator game. I think that'd be all right. You know what?
I'm trying to think if they made one. Terminator Salvation, I think.
Oh, for real?
And I think it sucked. I just want to thank everybody for listening to the Gears of War podcast. I'm Killer Mike. That's Popsicle Runner. And I just want to remind all you sons of bitches to mash that X button, pick up your teammates, saves lives. Or you know what? Fuck it. Let them die.